These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 21st, 1918. The first hero from Elgin's Company E of the National Guard to succumb to war-related cause will be buried in Bluff City Cemetery. Oscar Ludwig Hartford was dismissed from the Army after contracting malaria while in training at Camp Logan in Texas. Hartford was born, raised, and educated in Elgin. He worked at the Coughlin Restaurant until he was taken into service. He was among the oldest and reported the happiest of men from Company E. The Elgin Tractor Company has moved from the city and will likely resume production for its tractors in Piqua, Ohio. The company's in the hands of a receiver, and in a letter to creditors received recently indicated the three-month delay in production and tight operating funds caused a sale to the receiver. The receiver, Charles Jiloff, indicated the move to Ohio will dissolve some of the company's overhead cost, and he hopes the company will be guided back to safety and, I hope, prosperity. Jiloff expects to find a ready and profitable market for the company's gas and kerosene-powered product. Elgin's chapter of the American Red Cross is readying a push to reach a second $100 million goal for its national campaign. The local effort is set to reach $30,000. Week-old figures place the fund at just over $22,000 in collections and pledges. Local church pastors have received a letter from the National Red Cross offices seeking their support in gaining participation from parishioners in the local campaign. Patriotic enthusiasm, that is, ran over the top yesterday with the words of Brussels, Belgium-born Suzanne Silvercruz, a daughter of the nation's Chief Justice. Ms. Silvercruz stirred the crowd of more than 1,200 who filled the auditorium, halls, and Sunday school rooms of the Congregational Church. She was brought to the United States under auspices of the Men's League of the Universalist Church. Reaching out a brown small hand, she accepted donations and thanks from many an overtaxed hand. She drew over $400 in cash and pledges in relief for her native Belgium. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.